Good to see you all. So Toby kind of sprung this on me last week. Asked me if I wanted to say something. And then this afternoon, I thought, oh, I've got to plan something. So let's go. Yeah, over the last kind of 3 weeks or so, I've had like a few little ideas that seemed quite random at the time. But kind of thinking through it this afternoon, they all kind of linked together. So, yeah, it's not so much a testimony from me today, but I'll share these thoughts. Yeah. So the Trinity is like, well, three in one. God, they're all the same character, but it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And each of them, they're very different, each of them, in their purpose and who they are, what they've done for us. So God the Father created everything, you know, and especially at this time of year, I just love in the morning seeing the sunrises, in the evenings on my way home from college seeing the sunsets, and then all the autumn colours as well. It's just beautiful, and it's something that we can't, well, shouldn't forget that he's made it all for us to enjoy. Yeah, that's really nice. Yeah, so he's done so much creating the world for us, but then he cares for us each individually as well. And it's just mind-blowing, really. Does loads of stuff. One thing that I just thought of this afternoon, back in the Old Testament, when he parted the Red Sea for all the people to walk through, and then splashed it all over the army that was chasing them. Like, he's just so powerful, and he cares for us. But he's not a material thing. He can't, you know, he can do anything. But he's not tactile. So, yeah. There's a verse, it's today's verse of the day in the Bible app. As you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 5. So the next in the Trinity, Jesus. He's like, well, obviously he's the central figure of our faith as Christians. Jesus Christ puts the Christ in Christian. He did so much. Half the New Testament's, it's all about him, all the Gospels, so many stories of what Jesus has done. All the healings, all the miracles, all the teaching. And that's all letting us know who God is in a way we can understand. He's fully human and fully God at the same time. And that, it really connects us to God. That's the big kind of thing. And then dying on the cross, obviously, for us, a huge sacrifice for us to have our sins taken away. But now, after he died, after he rose again, he's gone back up to heaven, so he's not here on the earth anymore. We can still have a relationship with him, we can still learn about him, learn from his teaching, but he's not here anymore to do stuff by himself here. An expert of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. This is what I think is most exciting. It's God's Spirit living in each of us. And, well, something that Jonathan Edwards actually said this morning, that how we're the body of Christ. And I think sometimes we forget how literal it is because of the Holy Spirit. God's Spirit is in us, so we are part of the body of Christ. And we can act like that, and we should act like, you know, we are like Jesus. Each of us, we've got different gifts, we've got different interests, different situations that we're in all the time. But in each of those situations, God, if we invite him, if we want him there, is in us and wants to act through us. So, yeah. We need a strong faith to invite Jesus in and to do God's work, to be the body of Christ. It takes courage. It takes risks. And taking those risks is tricky, but almost always pays off. I had a conversation with my friends. It was on the church anniversary weekend, and the speaker talked about, I can't remember what he talked about now, but I prayed about it. I prayed for opportunities to talk to my friends. The next day, the next morning, I had a free period at college, and me and two of my friends, we had a debate about faith, about who God is. To be honest, they kind of won the debate that day. So in the evening, I prayed. I thought, oh, I didn't do very well today, God. Help me. Give me another chance tomorrow, and I'll try and do better. And as if by magic, a conversation just popped up very naturally, all about faith again. It was another tough debate, but I felt like I sowed seeds of kind of interest, at least, got them thinking. And I don't know, they still seem interested. So yeah, we are the body of Christ, and the Holy Spirit is in us if we want him, if we invite him, and just paying attention to that, keeping our strong relationship with God, if we have a strong relationship, if not, trying to build it up, reading the Bible, praying, all these things, and it's going to make a huge difference. At the Pulse service 2 weeks ago, last week, something like that, we heard about so many problems in the world, and there's so much hate, so much, you know, just everything seems to be going wrong. But through us, through Jesus in us, I really believe we can change that and shine into the world with, you know, love. Because God is love. And he's working through us. He can work through us. It's great to hear how you stepped out in faith, did all those things that you talked about. It's really encouraging to hear that. And I think the rest of us can too. Yeah.